This begins the reading for Studio Classroom, August 2013.
Page 12. Hualien from a hot air balloon. You've never seen Hualien this way before. I'd always wanted to visit Hualien. The city is one of Taiwan's most pleasant, known for spectacular Taroko Gorge. But on this trip, my friends and I had another mission. We traveled there to participate in the county's first hot air balloon event. In a flat, open field, two colorful balloons lay in a bundle under white cloth. All visitors watched a platform where a red flag was standing. A barrier between us and the sky, red meant the weather would not allow flight. Still, the balloons were laid out next to their baskets. Fans were first used to fill the balloons until they looked like huge sofas. After that, burners on the baskets breathed fire to fill up the balloons with hot air. As they took shape, the balloons rose gradually to a standing position. Feeling no wind, we hoped that the red flag would soon be changed to a green one. Instead, a yellow flag was raised. Proceed with care. The first group boarded one balloon, which remained tied to the ground. Lifting off slowly, the white shape in motion was exciting to watch. Once it rose to a certain point, the wind suddenly started to carry it off. Many held their breath as it began to fall just as quickly. We soon relaxed as the balloon stabilized. After several minutes in the air, the balloon touched ground while a blue one rose. Then we were told to make our way to the white balloon. We were about to experience a balloon flight for ourselves. We traded places with its passengers one by one to maintain the balloon's weight. Our pilot, Da Wen, fired the burners, which caused us to tip rather than rise. The ground crew pulled the other side of the basket down. The balloon corrected itself, and we were off. Our spirits rose with the balloon as we gazed below. Our view from the balloon can be summed up in one word: beautiful. Hualien's fields and mountain peaks shone bright green against the blue sky. And watching the people far below us was a relaxing moment in a busy day. The wind blew gently, causing us to sway a little from side to side. While in the air, Da Wen told us of some of his experiences. He even told us of a close call he had experienced in Malaysia. He had ballooned the world over, flying as high as 8,000 or 9,000 feet. His shirt read Hualien Ballooning, and he was indeed from Thailand. The burners heat air inside the balloon to take it up. A rope can be pulled to release air from the balloon. But there are no controls for direction. You go where the wind blows. Though difficult to pilot, hot air balloons are easy to enjoy. In what seemed like a moment, we found ourselves back on the ground. Word bank. Participate. People came from all over to participate in the art festival. Breathe. The factory breathed smoke into the air. Gradually. Adam's Japanese gradually improved during the 5 years he spent in Japan. Proceed. Rocks often fall onto the road ahead, so be careful as you proceed. Remain. Many of Anna's friends traveled over the holiday, but she remained at home. Hold one's breath. We held our breath as we waited to hear who had won the singing contest. Pilot. Benjamin likes being a pilot because he gets to fly planes all over the world. Gaze. Cindy walked along the beach and gazed at the ocean. Sum up. The word tiring sums up my weekend pretty well. Sway. The tree's branches swayed in the wind. Release. The factory owners got in trouble for releasing chemicals into the ocean. pilot. Ryan is taking a class on how to pilot an airplane. More information. Burner. Stabilize. Fire. Balloon. Huahin. Talk about it. Have you ever been in a hot air balloon? What was it like? How does looking down from high places make you feel? Explain.